One of the aspects of trauma that is so devastating is that trauma is the experience of something that felt very negative. But not only does the experience of trauma in which something felt very negative create a negative event, but it can actually cast shadows that reach beyond the negative event itself. So it's not just that something bad happened to me or something painful happened to me, but it's that then I also don't see the good and the positive things that were surrounding it or that were next to it or that were before it or after it. And so what can happen is somebody may have had, let's say, a parent who was very difficult, had issues with anger and whatever it may have been, was overbearing or something of that sort. And now the person doesn't even really have the ability to remember the aspects of when that parent was actually in his best self and when that parent actually did show up in a way that was loving and nurturing and connecting. And one of the things that we want to try and do, again, in the process of being real, of not minimizing the pain, of being Megala the Esther, revealing the hidden, the untold stories, is we also want to reveal the untold story of the positivity, of the fact that this parent may have been very, very challenging and caused a lot of pain, and we need to work through that, and we need to talk about that, and we need to be real about that. And what's it like to remember the moment when you told me about that when your father would play an instrument that he played, you saw in him a younger, more joyful aspect of who he was, and that in those moments there was a different energy in the air? And can you allow yourself, can you have permission within yourself to be able to appreciate that? And that that doesn't minimize the pain when there was pain, but just in the same way that the pain doesn't have to minimize that there was joy when there was joy. And can we have permission for that? And in the story of Esther, we find exactly this. It's a story where she had a lot of challenges, but we also hear about the positivity. We hear about the little tiny gifts that Hashem sent her along the way to accompany her through the pain. We hear about the people who she found favor in their eyes and were able to do favors for her, even though she was in a terribly difficult situation. We hear about the small little things behind the scenes that were going on that may have been missed, that were actually working for her in her favor, even as she's going through her challenging situation. And so for all of us, as we look at the challenging moments, can we also try to find and peel back the layers to see where was there something good? Where was there something that I can connect to? And that doesn't have to create a binary. It's not one or the other. They can both exist. They can exist in a alternating, pendulating kind of a way that we can see both of them. They're both on the canvas. The canvas is big enough. The size of the canvas is big enough to hold both of them. And we don't need to make it that it's either I can see the positivity and then I'm minimizing the negativity, or that I see the negativity and then I'm minimizing the positivity. I can have both. Both are able to be present. That's the first aspect that I think we see in Megillas Esther. The second important part we see in the story of Esther that relates to all of us as we look at the stories of our lives is that the container, the capacity that we each have for handling whatever comes our way, for being able to adapt to whatever comes our way, is far larger than we might think it is.